This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to Adventure Book Theater, everyone.
I swallowed my opera glasses.
As you will. It is spooky season, everyone, so thought we'd do another Give Yourself Goosebumps.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
It's been a minute since my skin pimpled.
It has been a long time. This time we're going to do Night in Werewolf Woods. We had a few books to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
That were sort of spooky Halloween themed books.
Jake, you were excited for this one over Zombie Pen Pal?
The Zombie Pen Pal looked like a limp dick loser. Let's be honest.
It was so Zombie Pen Pal is a choose your own adventure that we sent out a group text being like, which one should we read? And Zombie Pen Pal has the funniest cover.
For sure.
You hear Zombie Pen Pal and you're like, that's fun, right? Not fun.
No.
Picture of like the most boring zombie standing there with like a piece of paper on like a dark street. He doesn't look scary.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's like a jovial.
He looks frail.
Pen Pal either.
It sounds like a Hello Goodbye song.
Yeah. And I leafed through it and lo and behold, it wasn't fun. But I'm still rooting for it someday.
Old RL has come back around with another banger for
us. You can't go wrong with the goose.
And here is how I knew this was the one. This is how I knew this was the one. I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to start reading. Ready? Mm-hmm. Nerd alert, nerd alert. We interrupt your perfect summer holiday at Deep Woods Lake to bring you this special nerd news.
What?
Your parents have invited their best friends,
honey, turn this
Mr.
up.
And Mrs. Morris, and their super nerd son, Todd, to share the cabin with your family this year.
Wait,
are we also a nerd?
Emily, if you have to ask.
I misunderstood. Dude, I thought it was like,
it's the fucking 90s. We hate nerds. Baseline, we're bullies.
We're fucking rad.
Being interested in stuff sucks.
We need to fucking fit in. It is the 1990s, Emily. Todd is a fucking nerd and we can't be seen with him.
We have to shove Todd. Like Nerd Alert is saying alerting all nerds.
No. It's alerting all rads.
We're such an optimistic read. Jesus, we might have to distance ourselves from Emily. Like,
is she a nerd?
She might be a nerd, dude.
Oh my God.
It's the 90s. Like, we have
How do
to
I wash
in.
Off 8 years of NADPOD?
I don't know. She thinks a nerd alert is like a call to other nerds.
Wait a minute.
I'm just realizing she's been like reading books.
She's been talking about books. Which, guys, like, I'm concerned about.
I got her English binder. It's full of drawings of Sailor Moon characters.
Holy fuck.
No. Cold will punch her.
Yeah.
Okay. Give her a dead arm, dude.
We're gonna try to overlook this, that Emily thinks a nerd alert is that you're trying to find other nerds.
Oh my God. I think I'm gonna be sick.
A nerd alert is for regular people, aka bullies, to know when a fucking nerd is around, Emily. Jesus.
Hold on, I've gotta go try chewing tobacco at a Wendy's for the first time.
Thank you. God damn, we need to hang out at a fucking gas station parking lot. All right. So your parents have invited their best friends, Mr. and Mrs. Morris, and their super nerd son, Todd, to share the cabin with your family this year. You can't believe it. Your worst nerdmare has just come true.
God, we're so stupid.
Whoa.
This can't be happening to me, you say aloud, as your family's estate car pulls up. We're so rich.
Wait, your family's estate car?
Yeah.
What the heck is an estate car?
We have an estate car. Todd is fucking poor, Emily, and he's a fucking
Wait
nerd.
A second. I need an estate car described for me. Is that where you have a separate estate and a separate car for the estate?
I don't know how it works yet. Okay.
It's got to be a long car.
You're asking
it's
just be a long question. Car.
This is okay. Apparently, it's British English. A car with large carrying area behind the seats, accessed by a door through. Oh, it's a station wagon.
Okay. It's just a station wagon.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We're kind of nerds. Is Todd cool? That's the question, because we call a fucking station wagon an estate car.
Apparently,
that's like posturing.
Yeah.
I think RL was trying to be a little posh on this
shit.
One because in the UK, they call it an estate. car.
We pull up at Woods World. You've already spotted the Morris's car. It's parked beneath a string of colored lanterns hanging over the entrance to Woods World. Woods World is the cabin community that your family has holidayed at every summer since you were a baby. Holidayed.
Okay, so this is British. He's being a little posh.
This is British.
This is feeling really fucking British.
Is
R.L. Stein British? I don't think he's British.
Royal Lord Stein.
Why is he... Yeah, okay. I'm scared because, like, we might be British. Okay.
He's from Ohio. So something's wrong
here. A British jock? Do we
something like wrong Ohio here? And Cornwall?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just clicked into the Wikipedia article. It is Ohio and Cornwall.
Or maybe like a football hooligan? Yeah. Okay. Then you spot Todd. Oh, my God. He's gawky, stringy haired, and wears thick, black rimmed glasses. Who fucking
does
that?
Those are cool
that?
Now.
Those aren't cool anymore.
Nerd alert. Those were cool in aughts pornography.
Those are cool in the aughts, Em. We've all moved on.
Nobody has seen a ukulele yet.
I have a fucking mustache now. Hey, hey, what do you say? Todd calls to you. His big hand whirly birds out of the car window in a nerdy wave.
Hey, hey, what do you say? Sounds British also, right? Yeah. I think we're British.
Okay. Oh my, holy shit. We describe our mom as our mom.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to need Wow. You're going to need to do the accent.
Holy shit.
You're going to need to do
so
the
we're
accent.
In the English countryside.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll do like sort of an Austin Powers thing just so it's still accessible to our American friends here. Okay, and I'll sort of change some of the stuff. Like,
feel free to also Dr. Evil at any time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, baby, Todd is different now, says your dad. Oh, he's different, all right. Do I make you horny, baby?
Okay, I know.
That's in the book.
No, that's in the book I'm adding stuff. Okay, so... Be nice, your mom cautions. Yes, maybe Todd is different now, says your dad. I love that in the 90s, dads were like, look, I understand why you hate nerds. I also hate nerds. Right. But maybe he's not a fucking geek anymore, right?
Right.
Oh, he's different, all right, you moan. From everyone else on this whole planet.
Whoa.
Okay, turn page 2. Thanks, RL. That's how books work. Your estate car and the Morris's car both roll up the gravel drive next to Evergreen Cabin. You gaze around. Nothing has changed since last summer. The woods behind your cabin are still dark and deep. The sparkling blue lake in front of the cabin is as smooth as glass. A narrow, sandy beach stretches into an easy curve around the shoreline of the lake. Paint a picture, RL. Thanks. The sun is almost set, leaving behind a fiery pink-orange glow in the sky. There's enough daylight left for you to notice a note taped to the screen door of your cabin. Cool, you cry. Just
and you're not a nerd.
You're not a nerd. Maybe you're not British.
Fuck, dude. Is Todd like an indie god? Like, is Todd like Emily
Todd,
might be right?
I think Todd is emo before emo was.
Holy shit.
Cool.
Yeah. Todd is yet to bloom.
Yeah.
You're witnessing a nascent Todd.
This Todd dude, is going to ascend in college.
Is this freaking Matt from Matt and Kim?
Todd goes on.
That was one of his fans, right? That was not Take Me to Your Best Friend's House, right? No, that was a different band.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, cool, you cry. You jump out of the car. That must be a note from my friends, you tell your parents. You sprint across
excuse
the lawn.
Excuse me, my mates.
Yeah, true.
I actually
your mates.
Think we might not be British anymore.
We're not, yeah, we stopped
I've
being
been
British.
Really trying to decide if we're supposed to be British or not.
Yeah, baby, it might be a note from my friends. That makes me horny, baby. Yeah. You pull the note off the cabin door. To read what the note says, turn to page 3. Thanks, RL. That's how in books.
Do you think that we should do like a content warning to be like Austin Powers
Austin
impersonation
Powers
for
heavy.
This many minutes?
Heavily. Yeah, features heavily in this episode.
You people might get too horny.
You unfold the note. Oh my God. Okay. This is one of those. All right. This is making me read a lot.
Okay.
Oh, wow. There's someone named... the Murphy Brothers. Okay. Wait.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You unfold the note. You read it aloud. Kids only campfire tonight, 8 p.m. at the beach. Wonderful, your mom cries as she hurries up behind you. It's only 7 o'clock now. You can help unload the car and then go. This will be a perfect opportunity for the other Woods World kids to meet Todd.
Fuck, ooh, dude.
Todd's debut. Wait, do you mind if I bring my guitar?
The note is from the Murphy Brothers?
No, we don't. I read ahead. Let's see. And a perfect opportunity for them to think I'm a nerd too because I'm with him, you mutter, but no one hears you. Your parents and Mr. and Mrs. Morris have gone inside the cabin. You watch Todd unload his stuff from the car. As he pulls out a red tin box, three very large red-haired boys bike up your driveway. They're the Murphy Brothers.
Yes, dude. Freaking bully Todd, please.
Jess, Buck, and Sharky. Welcome to Woods World.
Jess, Buck, and Sharky? Yeah. That sounds something I would name outdoor cats.
Yeah.
Sharky Murphy fucking rules.
Yeah.
Welcome to Woods World, nerdo. The oldest brother, Sharky, taunts Todd. Sharky is 15. Holy shit, he's so fucking old. He looks as if he has been lifting weights since he was 2 years old. Last summer, a kid told you that Sharky got his nickname because getting into a fight with Sharky is like trying to survive a shark attack. Whoa. I see you brought us a present, Sharky says to Todd. He grabs his tin box and tosses it to his youngest brother, Jess. Hey, Todd shouts, that's my pewter figure collection. Bring that box back.
Whoa.
Okay. Todd, I wanted to be defending you here.
Tears form in his eyes as the Murphy brothers pedal away, taking the box with them. Turn to page 12.
This is totally un-Shagadelic.
Okay, what the heck does pewter figuring?
He's in a Warhammer.
Yeah.
Oh.
His little miniatures.
Okay.
Yeah, his little minis.
Yeah, but I guess since he's British, they're probably like actually little, like, you know, army soldiers.
They could, but the Brits love Warhammer.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I also can't help but notice how quick our parents and the Morrises pawned Todd off on us to go mysteriously into the cabin.
Oh, the parents are gone.
They're swinging.
Do you think they're swinging?
Oh, my God.
They've got a date with the Murphys later on.
Yeah. It did mention that they had pineapple shirts on, and they walked in and they held hands with each other's spouses.
Whoa.
Put the keys to your estate car in the bowl.
Yeah. You try to pretend that you don't see Todd crying, but this kid is not
quiet. Oh my God.
This is so funny. It's so funny that in the 90s, we're just like, baseline, you fucking hate other kids and you hate it when they cry and you want to make fun of them. You have to fit in. It's so important.
I think that we see Todd crying and we're like, you have a freedom that I won't allow myself.
Yeah.
Very true.
You are Owl City and you need to write Fireflies.
Yeah. Right?
And he will.
10,000 fireflies.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And maybe
that's
he wrote really that about one. Freaking Woods World.
Maybe he wrote that about his pewter figurines.
Yeah. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, Todd cries. Tears spurt out of his eyes like a water main break in the middle of Main Street.
Crying a lot.
Whoa.
All right, you find. All right, you finally say. I'll go to the campfire and get your precious pewter collection back. I'm coming too, Todd says. He wipes his nose on his sleeve. Gross. You glance over at the porch. The parents are so busy talking, they don't notice that Todd's tears are flooding the place.
Does it say if they're fondling each other?
Yeah, and then they're grabbing each other's trunk. Now you have to decide if you're going to take Todd to the campfire or leave him to cry at the cabin. So we can take Todd or leave Todd.
Okay,
I think we need to take Todd.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If you look at it from a shrewd anti-nerd thing, Todd's going to get all of the nerd hate.
Yeah, because the Murphy Brothers, let's face it, we're not as fucking strong as the Murphy Brothers.
We're like bringing him like a sacrifice to the Murphy Brothers to get their good graces.
We need Todd to pull aggro on the Murphy Brothers.
Yeah,
right.
He needs to tank this. Okay, so we're going to bring Todd.
He needs to nerd tank
this. We're going to drag Todd and go to page 6. And
the idea of being a nerd tank for bullying. I will be so nerd that no one else can be bullied.
My wedgie sponge,
okay.
Can we do a parents chapter quick?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So it goes into detail about how Mr. Morris and your mom go in the room for like a long time, and Mrs. Morris and your dad go in a different room, but your dad finishes super quick.
Oh.
And they sort of come out, Mrs. Morris and your dad, and have to wait a long time.
And then your dad says, like, it's not a competition, right?
Right.
And, but like several times, wife, and Mrs. Morris doesn't.
Yeah. He hears his wife having an earth-shattering orgasm from the other room with Mr.
Right.
Morris.
So he's like making tea as the headboard just slams repeatedly against the wall.
And Mrs. Morris keeps trying to make excuses to go join them.
Yeah.
And then, but your dad looks
hurt. Like, I could use a little help with my shepherd's pie.
Yeah. And then finally your dad goes to the bathroom and Mrs. Morris does go join.
Right.
And your dad's just eating, having dinner by himself.
And your dad's staring in the mirror being like, am I British?
You have to tell me if I'm British.
Is being British my bag, baby?
If my son calls my wife mom, does that mean I'm British?
All right.
What's so crazy is that, like, Looking at Todd is kind of like looking at a distorted mirror of ourselves. Are we related to Todd?
Whoa, especially with all the all the undocumented swinging between our parents.
Is that why we hate Todd? Is because we see a little bit of ourselves in Todd?
Shit. Yeah.
Is Todd secretly our half-brother?
And Todd's dad practices edging, so he uses so much.
Shit, whereas your dad is so
Your dad is so fucking quick.
He usually jizzes as he's unzipping his pants, so there's not a lot of semen left.
Yeah, so it doesn't even make it in.
Yeah, it's so unhoned.
Is Todd's dad our dad? Okay, you can't help feeling sorry for Todd. You decide to take him to the campfire. Maybe if those Murphy brothers see you crying, they'll feel sorry for you too, you tell Todd. They're the meanest boys I've ever met, Todd wails. He takes a pack
of
tissues.
Okay, well, Wales.
You have to relax.
Yeah, he's tough.
Well, Wales is near England, so that's why he said that.
He takes a packet of tissues out of his shorts pocket and blows his nose loudly. Really, Todd, you say? You'll scare them with that honking more than they could ever scare you.
Wow.
I just want my pewter collection back. It's my most precious possession. As soon as Todd says this, the taps open again. He can't stop crying. I can't go to the campfire, he sobs. My sinuses are all clogged now.
Todd, what happened in the car on the way here? Did you hear something go down between your mom and your
dad?
My
parents really were excited to have sex with your mom. And no one was excited to have sex with your dad. And I'm afraid what that means for this weekend.
Mrs. Morris kept saying, don't leave me alone with him.
Okay. You have to face them alone, I guess. Alone, you repeat, cheering up immediately. Without you, Todd, I'm sorry, Todd weeps. I just don't feel like going to a party tonight. If you insist, you say happily. Okay, we're getting kind of railroaded here, Arlstein. We thought we were going to bring him. Okay, well, page 9. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
Railroad. Yeah, we're going to get railroaded.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Chugga-chugga-chugga.
You leave Todd to cry alone at the cabin. You stay here and unpack your stuff. You say to Todd, I'll go to the campfire and get the box back for you. You hurry out the cabin door. You head for the usual campfire spot at the south end of the beach. A giant fire is already blazing when you arrive.
Sick.
You see your friend, Lauren Woods.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
Her parents, own Woods World. Come on. That's not why it's called fucking Woods World. Jesus.
There's not even trees here.
RL.
It is the beach. So
you're railroading us and just being like, they call it the forest because Jake Forrest found this place.
Well, it could be spelled like the British way of woods, so W-O-D-E.
It's not.
Woods. Yes.
Woods it's World. Not. Reading
woods,
the book.
Okay,
woods
shit.
World.
She and the regular crowd of Woods World kids are sitting around the fire listening to Sharky Murphy tell a creepy story. Remember the legends of the werewolves, Sharky is saying mysteriously. At first, you may think you are talking to a friend. Then when the full moon comes out from behind a cloud, you'll see hair begin to grow on your friend's face. Fangs take the place of teeth. A voice that once was human turns to a beastly howl. Sharky pauses and lowers his voice to a whisper. Look, he says, the full moon is out tonight. This is a perfect night for werewolves of Woods World to appear. No one is safe here. Not now. Not ever. Go to page 28.
Full moon also makes sense why all the parents are so horny right
now.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's why Mrs. Morris is howling.
Yeah. Do you guys think Todd is a werewolf?
Ooh.
Do you think that's why he's such a freaking geek?
Oh, you think he was faking?
Because was saying what happened on the way over here, and maybe it is just the general anxiety of what's
coming of the full moon.
The full moon,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Sharky, it's crazy that Sharky is allowed to talk about werewolves, which is admittedly a nerdy subject, but I guess he's just got that confidence and that swagger, right?
It's because he's jacked. He's been lifting since he was 2.
It's because he's so fucking strong. Jacked. Sharky laughs an evil laugh as he finishes his stories. The kids sitting around the campfire study each other's faces, searching for hair or maybe fangs. As cloud covers the full moon, the campfire party breaks up. Everyone says goodnight. Lauren Woods laughs as she calls to you. Nighty night, don't let the werewolves bite. Have you ever seen a werewolf, Sharky? One of the younger kids asks before he leaves. Ha, laughs Sharky. My brothers and I saw plenty of werewolf tracks in the woods just before we came to this campfire. Isn't that right, Jess? Yeah, the youngest Murphy brother says. We saw the wolf tracks when we were burying that nerdy kid's box. So you think to yourself, they buried Todd's box. But where? You promised to get the box back for Todd, but should you go out alone tonight when the moon is full? If you decide to look for the box tonight, turn to page 13. If you decide to go back to the cabin, turn to page 71.
I have to say, burying something feels very wolf behavior.
Interesting. Yeah, that is what wolves love to do.
Yeah.
So we can't go back yet because our parents said that we cannot come back until at least midnight.
Yeah.
And if we come back, we should bring sandwiches.
Yeah. I think that we should go try to find
the
box.
Okay, let's go try to find the
box. Because the alternative is like facing the familiarity in Todd's face.
Yeah.
And reckoning with the fact that like we're likely related.
And Todd is talking to our dad right now in the kitchen.
And our dad keeps asking, where did your mom go?
Yeah. And dad needs validation. And we don't want to have to do that
tonight. And we're
going
to have to be like, teenage boy ring bearers like at our parents' remarrying ceremony. Yeah. And it's just going to be awkward.
Yeah.
A promise is a promise. You promised Todd you would get his box back tonight. You decide you have to go into the woods alone. It's no big deal, you think to yourself. I've been coming to Woods World forever. I've never seen werewolves here before. You follow the Murphys up a gravel path to the woods. You hope they will lead you to the box. The only problem is the Murphys are nowhere in sight. They've sprinted up the path in the darkness. You peer ahead but see nothing. The full moon is behind a cloud. Total darkness surrounds you like a thick blanket. The woods are silent tonight. Even the raccoons and other night creatures seem to have gone to bed already. Nothing is out here.
Transport us, RL.
Nothing except me, you say softly to yourself. How, ow, 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 ow. You whirl around. What made that horrible noise? You glance to your right and then to your left. Nothing. You continue along the path. The gravel crunches under your trainers.
Trainers.
So British.
And then you see it, a light flickering up ahead. Turn to page 106.
Another clue. We were British all along.
Yeah.
Who is my dad and am I British? It is the iconic questions we all spend our whole lives trying to answer.
A candle burns in a jar next to a large boulder on the side of the path. As you hurry closer, a breeze makes the flame flicker. There's a note taped to the large rock. You bend down and grab the note. Did someone leave this for you? You draw the candle close, squinting in the darkness to read writing. Wax strips and hardens on the side of the jar as you read the note aloud. The werewolves of Woods World, they love to see red. So the box that was Todd's is now their box instead. The werewolves of Woods World disappear at dawn, so you must find the box before this night is gone.
Okay, so they've left us a little puzzle?
Yeah.
Okay. Werewolves. So the werewolves are like game masters.
They're game masters.
So this does lend credence to the theory that Todd is a werewolf, because maybe all the werewolves are nerds.
Or is Todd freaking Van Helsing and the pewter things are actually silver?
Oh, wow. That's such a good guess.
Thanks, hon.
You fucking stone cold.
Yeah,
nailed.
I stone cold freaking solved it.
Yeah.
Werewolves, this must be a joke, you tell yourself, but you can't help gazing into the darkness, searching. You hold your breath and listen. Then you hear the crackling of twigs. Footsteps, you're not alone after all. Someone or something is out here with you. Turn to page 133.
Okay, we hide.
We hide.
Okay. Actually, we take out a gun.
We take out a gun and we shoot into the darkness.
We should shoot straight up into the sky to announce that we're here.
Yeah, that's a good
arm.
And we scream nerd alert while we
scream
do
nerd
it.
Alert and we shoot into the air.
Does pewter do something different to werewolves than silver?
I don't know.
Does each elemental metal do something differently?
It makes them horny, baby.
Yeah, okay. It makes them horny.
That was Todd's plan.
Well, it makes them horny, so then they'll fuck each other instead of killing us.
Oh.
Quickly, you duck behind an old tree stump as you shoot your gun off into the air.
I do make you horny, baby.
Yeah. You listen for the footsteps again. They're closer now, but in the darkness, you can't exactly tell where they are coming from. Your heart pounds like a jackhammer. Footsteps. Closer, closer, closer. Ah, you scream. A hand is on your shoulder. You're afraid to look.
Oh, my God.
Hey, hey, what do you say? Todd's voice breaks through your scream. It's
really?
Todd.
You have a catchphrase?
And it's also a rhyme, just like the note.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, hey, what do you say?
Is it more, well, is it, oh, you know what it is? It's like an early indies refrain. It's
yeah.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
Oh, hey. That's good.
Yeah. Lots of clapping, tambourine.
It's very Mumford and Sons.
It also feels like it could be like a football chant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just me. I came out to find you. After all, it's my box and I should help you find it. You can't believe this guy. He just scared you
out
of your wits.
How does he know? How does he know?
He might be a freaking werewolf or a werewolf hunter. We're trying to figure this out. He just scared you out of your wits and he's still talking about that stupid box. You catch your breath and try to slow your heartbeat down to normal. Get a life, Todd. You snap at him. You shouldn't sneak up on me like that. I just want to help find the box, Todd whines. Look.
Oh my God.
Man, we're all looking to find the box, aren't we, right?
Look, right? I've even brought a torch. You're glad it's Todd and not a werewolf. In fact, you're glad for any company on a night like this.
Wait, Todd brought a torch?
That's the British word for flashlight.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, well. Follow me, you say. Which way? Turn to page 75.
Maybe they went to the McDonald's.
Maccas.
This way, you answer, towards the two red lights. You lead the way through a wall of thorny bushes. There should be a path to the beach around here somewhere, you say. Youch, Todd cries. These stupid thorns are scratching me all up. Better watch out. You don't bleed too much, you joke.
What?
You don't want those werewolves to catch the scent of fresh blood.
Oh,
Todd's knees tremble as the two of you push through the overgrown vines and shrubs. Are you sure this is the path? Todd asks. It's so dark out here. I can't see a thing. Before you can answer, you hear howl. This time, the terrifying noise is very, very close. Oh no, Todd whines. What was that sound? You try not to panic for Todd's sake. You flip on the torch switch. Darkness still surrounds you. You hit the torch on your hand. Once, twice, still no light. Stupid batteries, you mumble. But even without light, you notice the ground under your feet changing from dry to slippery and very slimy. Where are you? Turn to page 4.
Oh, no, this is in like my favorite show, Doctor Ooh.
It's a cave. And all the summers I've been coming to Woods World, you say to Todd, I never knew there was a cave out here. Let's check it out. Then you hear a voice from somewhere deep in the cave, a voice calling your name. You think the voice sounds like Sharky Murphy, but you can't be sure. Hello, you answer. You start to move forwards into the deep black cave. Todd tugs you back. Don't go in, he warns. Again, the voice from inside calls your name. You feel pulled by the voice and pulled by Todd at the same time. What's it going to be?
Huh.
Go in or stay out? To answer the call of the cave, turn to page 8 and 1. If you feel safer listening to Todd and staying out of the cave, turn to page 37.
We have to listen to Todd because he is our brother.
I'm not going
to
listen to a nerd. I will never listen to it.
And I feel like we can't ignore the filial connection there.
Todd is going to save us. Todd is Van Helsing.
I want to defy Todd also.
Really?
Yeah. Because right now, like when it's saying, oh, the pull of Todd, the pull of Todd makes me want to prove myself. Makes me want to be like, actually, I am your half-brother. And I'm half responsible for that.
Todd is a few years away from founding Death Cab for Cutie and marrying Zooey Deschanel and then later divorcing her.
You don't think she already has a messenger bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're trying to get in on that new girl money.
Yeah. Do we really not want to get in on that now?
It's like, this could mess up because like eventually she's going to marry a property brother.
True. Okay.
Yeah. This could change everything.
And they definitely seem on the opposite side of nerd alert.
Yeah. Right. Do we? Okay. So me and Caldo want to listen to Todd. Mm-hmm. Jake and Emily do not want to listen to Todd.
I don't want to listen to Todd.
Okay.
Let's
roll for it.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let's say
one through five, we listen to Todd.
Wait, hang on.
Go ahead.
Six through 20, we listen to Todd.
1 through 10, we listen to Todd.
Is it
go ahead and roll.
10?
13.
13, okay. We don't listen to Todd. All right.
Yes. Take that, property brother.
Okay. To answer the call of the cave, turn to page 81.
I just like really hope that we get to be like in the wedding pictures for Zooey Deschanel's wedding.
Yeah. Come on, Todd, you say.
We're going to be the ring bearer, obviously.
You reach over and hold onto his arm. We're going in the cave. We're not going to let those Murphy brothers scare us, are we? We aren't, gulps Todd. I mean, no, we aren't. A thin beam of moonlight shines into the mouth of the cave. You can see that the floor is pure slime. Take one step forward. Your feet fly up into the air. You land flat on your back and bring Todd down with you. Then you and Todd start sliding faster and faster. Whoa! Your two voices blend into one. You squeeze your eyes shut.
It harmonizes.
Feel as if you are sliding down the world's steepest water slide. Down, down you go. Faster, faster. You and Todd zoomed down a slime slick tunnel in total darkness.
Wow.
Let's throw up the shocker. This sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay. We sing an entire Postal Service song.
Just when you think your body can't take one more second of this wild ride, it ends with a grand slam. Bam. You smash into a wet cave wall. If you open your eyes now, go to page 85. If you can't bear to look, keep your eyes closed and turn to page 7.
No,
we have
we're
to fucking
brave.
Look.
We got to embrace it.
We're brave because the alternative is going home where it's stinks like a threesome that one person's been left out.
Yeah.
You and like coitus and mashed potatoes.
You and Todd hit the cave wall with a giant thud. You both open your eyes at the same time and see the same eerie sight. Eyes, hundreds, no thousands of bright yellow eyes. Eyes on the ceiling, on the walls, on the floor. Bats!
Bats!
Todd exclaims. Sounds more amazed than scared. They won't hurt us. I studied all about them for a science report. Oh, he is emo.
Hey.
Holy
Whoa.
Shit.
Todd, have you considered that you're actually an emo?
Todd looks at all the bats and starts saying bat facts. You're not so sure Todd's right. Two bats fly right by your face. Their yellow eyes whiz past you like shooting stars. The flapping of their webbed wings creates a breeze that sends chills down your spine. You whip your head around to move out of the bat's flight path. As you duck down, you feel bat wings brush across your face.
Oh my
their tiny
God.
Claws catch in your hair.
Okay, Todd, I do have to say, if you are a bat fact person, you have to understand that they are vectors for zoonotic diseases, especially within the depths of caves.
Todd doesn't get into it that much. Then they fly away, yanking out small clumps of your hair as they go. Ow. The bats surround you. You turn to find Todd. It's hard to see through the thousands of flapping black wings. Where is he? Todd is standing next to you. He is just as surrounded by the beastly bats as you are, but Todd is acting like they are butterflies instead of bats. He's even reaching out his hands to them. Guys, is Todd cooler
Whoa.
Than us?
Yeah.
Whoa. Or is he a bat? Is he a vampire?
He's having like a superhero origin story.
Yeah. A sudden gust of wind blows through the cave. The bats beat their wings furiously, which creates an instant whirlpool. The force pulls Todd backwards. You can't believe your own eyes. Todd is being sucked into a tunnel filled with yellow bat eyes. Todd, you scream, bats, bats, everywhere bats. Todd yells as you watch him being drawn deeper and deeper into the tunnel. They're beautiful. You know this kid was weird. Now what are you supposed to do? Go down the tunnel of eyes after Todd or turn back and run for help?
Okay, he's a vampire, right?
That's what I'm thinking. We're leaning vampire now?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
he
interesting.
Would need the pewter so that other people couldn't have it. Maybe he's keeping it safe. I don't know.
Are we going after Todd?
Yes, because right now we made all these brave decisions, and then he gets to become a superhero. No, it's he also was like, just a tag along.
If he's a vampire, we could maybe be a vampire too because of the blood, because we're related.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just worry that he said it's so beautiful. That's what everyone says right before they die.
Yeah. Okay, we're following him. You know, you have to try to save Todd from the bats. Even if you have to face millions of bat faces yourself, you step into the tunnel. You don't even try to fight the power of the tunnel's air currents. You let your body be sucked into the open mouth of the black hole.
Suck me, bats.
Erotic.
Immediately, you hear the thwap of flapping wings. Thwap,
this,
thwap, thwap.
This is also what it sounds like back at the cabin.
Yeah, back at the house.
Yeah.
The sound is so close to your ears, it's deafening. You flap your own arms back at the bats. This clears the way in front of you. Now you can see the choice you must make. There are two more tunnels at the end of this tight, squeezing passageway. Above the sound of the bat wings, you hear the roaring of rushing waves of water. The sound is coming from the tunnel on the left. And from the tunnel on the right comes a wicked howling that can only be one thing: wolves. To tackle the tunnel of waves, turn to page 751. To brave the tunnel of wolves, go to page 130.
Okay.
We're not going the wolf way.
Wait. Counterpoint.
Why would we?
Counterpoint.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Counterpoint.
Yes.
Okay.
If Todd is becoming some sort of bat superhero, then we are going to suddenly become at the bottom of the hierarchy of nerds.
Oh.
So we need to become our own superhero. The bats have already selected Todd for some freaking reason. We need to go try to get the werewolves to turn us into
a werewolf. We need to become
the
Joker.
He's going to be bat-based when he gets out, and we have to be wolf-based. Okay.
I think we're gonna die if we go in the wolf way.
And I think I'm gonna die if we are more of a loser.
Okay, I'm voting to go waves.
Okay,
Emily, where are you? You're wolves.
Wolves.
Jake?
Do we think that Todd is becoming Morbius? Is that the concern here? Is he about to go through the Morbius transformation?
I think it is possible.
Jake, give me a vote.
I've been convinced by Miss Axford's defense of becoming a wolf, so Todd isn't cooler than us.
Okay. Caldwell?
Okay. Can we go back to the parents real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thwap, 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 thwap.
They're still going at it.
Okay, they all put aside their differences and they're having a great old-fashioned, great British orgy.
I have a feeling that Mr. Morris is now reaching out to the ego-bruised our dad and like sort of like rubbing him on the back and kind of like easing him back into the melee, as
it cuddle puddle, right?
Yeah. Cheer up, mate. She didn't come that much.
Okay, Caldwell's forfeited his vote. We are doing the Tunnel of Wolves.
I got what it came for.
You have entered the Tunnel of Wolves. Now you hear a bone-chilling Only this time it isn't exactly bone-chilling. It sounds more like chalk screeching on a blackboard. I don't think that's a werewolf howl, you say aloud. Then you see a very surprising sight. It's Todd. He looks awful. His hair is covered in slime dropped by the slugs on the cave's coiling. His geeky face is completely white and his mouth is wide open in a howling O shape. Todd, you shout, startling him out of his howling. Are you totally nuts or what? What are you doing? I'm making the werewolves think I'm one of them, Todd answers in a terrified and shaky voice. I heard them running. I didn't know what to do, so I started howling. I don't believe it, you say. Todd, you are... Then you hear the werewolves too. They're running. But which way? Towards you or away from you? Turn to page 68.
Holy shit. All of these slugs are going to style his hair in a really cool emo way.
Oh, that is so...
And he's already learning to howl like a screamo musician. It's all coming together.
Dude, you getting a Pete Wentz makeover?
The werewolves, Todd shouts. Start howling. You grab Todd's shoulders and give him a good shake. Snap out of it, Todd. You order him. It's either howl or run, he insists, and we don't know which way the werewolves are heading. There is one more choice, Todd, you reply. You point to a stream of light at the end of yet another tunnel. Looks as if it might be the way out. There, you say. Oh, yeah, sure, Todd says nervously. I saw that tunnel earlier. I saw that giant hole in the floor between us and the way out. Just listen to this. Todd drops a loose stone into the hole. The two of you wait to hear it hit the bottom. It never does. A bottomless pit, Todd announces.
Oh, wow.
This time the howling isn't coming from Todd. He's too busy talking about the pit. It's the werewolves, Todd whispers. Start howling. No, jump, you shout. If you howl to save yourself, turn to page 33. If you jump across the bottomless pit, leap to page 111.
All right, we can't be caught dead howling. I feel like if the Murphy brothers catch us pretending to be a wolf, we're just never going to hear
Holy
the end of it.
Shit.
Yeah, we've got this far not listening to Todd. He's telling us to do different things. True. He's pulling us in different directions. He doesn't know what's up. He's covered in slug juice. He thinks he's a bat.
I'm a little concerned.
Literally, his hairdresser's a slug. Okay?
Is anyone else concerned with the wording of this? If you howl to save yourself, turn to page 33. if you jump across the bottomless pit, leap to page 111. It just seems like he's teeing us up.
I actually was like, I think the three of us were in agreement. Mm-hmm. Caldwell was like, we can't be caught dead howling.
It's true.
And Jake was like, we've gotten this far not listening right. to Todd.
So it's really not a discussion.
What is this if not a sibling rivalry?
You're right.
Very true.
We're thinking about this too hard. Mm-hmm. Like, in fact, if we're not mean to Todd, maybe Todd won't ever create the Postal Service. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we won't get such great heights.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, also, what are the such great heights if not us leaping over a bottomless pit?
Oh my God, what were we thinking?
Damn.
We have to jump across the pit, you insist. It may be the only way out of this place. I can't do it, Todd whines. You'll have to go first. As soon as you hear the howling again, all your nervousness disappears. Come on, Todd, you cry. The werewolves are getting closer. Without another word, you back up a few steps and take a running leap. It is so dark, you can't be sure if you're making it across the pit or not. All you know is you're flying through the air. In seconds, your feet land on solid ground. Dirt crumbles under your heels. You are half on, half off the edge of the pit. Whoa, you cry, swaying back and forth over the open pit. Don't leave me, Todd screams. I'm trying my best not to, you snap. You fall forward onto the ground in front of you. Woo, that was close. You can't finish the sentence because what you see standing behind Todd is making your mouth drop wide open. Turn to page 41.
Oh, wow.
God.
Todd's fucking dead, dude.
Todd, just like get those bats who are like all up your ass to just fly you over.
Right.
Werewolves. There are werewolves behind you. You finally manage to scream, jump, Todd, jump. You fumble with the faulty torch. This time it goes on. You point the flickering beam past Todd's slug-slimed head. You aim for the eyes of the snarling beast. Yes, it's working. The light is hypnotizing them, you shout. Hurry, jump across. Oh, Todd cries as he glances back and finds himself eyeball to eyeball with the werewolves. Jump, you yell, jump. As the werewolves reach out for him, Todd jumps. You lean over the edge of the gaping pit and grab for Todd's outstretched hands. You stretch your own arm as far as you can, and if you catch Todd, turn to page 80. If you don't catch Todd, plunge to page 61.
So we can just choose to catch Todd?
Yeah.
Choose to catch Todd.
Yeah. I mean, he's our brother after all.
Todd.
Yeah.
In the end, he's our brother.
Right.
Okay.
Also, our parents will be so pissed if we fuck up their fuck weekend because they needed this.
Well, they've conceded at least two other children tonight, so it's probably fine.
True. You caught me, Todd exclaims, grabbing your hand. We caught each other, you sputter. Your hands grab Todd's hand over the...
What? Not really.
Yeah. Your hands grasp Todd's hand over the hole. Oh no, we're falling. I can't look. Oh, we're falling down the hole. Oh brother, you think as you feel your arms and legs become
brother.
All tangled up with Todd's. Just my luck. Of all the people in the world I could have fallen into a bottomless pit with, it had to be Todd Morris. Down, down, down you fall. Head over heels with no end in sight. Todd sticks to you like syrup to pancakes. And now that you think of it, he's probably getting that syrupy slug juice all over you too.
Ugh.
You're not sure which is worse, having Todd glued to you or being slimed by slugs. You have plenty of time to think about it since you'll be free falling for quite a while. Turn to page 38.
Oh my God.
That's so crazy. I thought we could just choose to successfully save
him.
Yeah,
he got us.
He really did.
He gave us the old IRL runaround.
This falling thing is starting to get boring. With no bottom of the pit, there's nothing to look forward to. Since there's nothing to see down below, you and Todd gaze up instead. You immediately are hit in the eyes with drops of some liquid. Yikes, Todd screams. There's a whole pack of those werewolves up there. They're fucking pissing on us. Todd's right. At the rim of the pit, 20 or more hungry werewolves are leaning into the hole. Those drops that hit you in the eye were drops of piss dripping from the dicks of the werewolves.
What? No, what?
It drips of drool from their fangs. Gross. The werewolves want food, and you and Todd are it. You can feel their fire red eyes staring right at you. A hot glob of drool hits the tip of Todd's ear and dribbles down the side of his neck. Oh, disgusting,
Whoa.
He moans. He pulls his hand away from your arms to wipe away the streaming drool. Uh-oh, Todd is falling away from you. You're both on your own now. Go to page 102.
This is all exactly what's happening in the cabin with our parents.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, there's a... They've discovered a secret fuck pit.
You really can just intercut between all of the slug juice, drool, and dad jizz.
Yeah. You hear from the darkness below you. It's Todd, and he sounds very far away. You have lost him now for sure. Too bad, you think sadly. I was just starting to get used to having him around. Goodbye, Todd, you call as loudly as you can. I'm sorry you were a nerd. I really do like you, you know, honest. With tears in your eyes, you call out one last, bye, Todd, I'll miss you. Really, I will. You really will miss me. A happy voice calls out unexpectedly right next to your ear. Wow. that's swell. Huh? What's going on here? Turn to page 93.
Okay, he's a bat. Because I was thinking it goes against physics that we would be falling at different rates. So he must have become, he must have entered bat form.
Oh, okay.
So that he's flying now.
Todd, you exclaim when you hear his voice right next to you. What's happening? How did I catch up with you so fast? You didn't. We caught up with you. Before Todd can say more, you realize that you are no longer falling. You and Todd are both sitting on the back of some giant winged thing. What the? You start to ask. It's a pterodactyl, Todd explains.
Yeah, what?
Huh?
Probably preserved in this pit for centuries. Oh. The huge prehistoric flying reptile is moving its head first up, then down. It seems to be asking you to choose which way you want to go, up or down.
Down? Wait, I want to see more of me, more dinosaurs. Wait,
I gotta say, you're mixing your stuff here.
Is it like in a tar pit?
This all makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Oh,
it's just in a pit.
It's
dude.
Bog logic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just been preserved down here in the nutrients from
all right,
the bog.
Do we want to go down into the unknown, Mr. Yes, Morris style?
Into the unknown.
Because
yeah.
I feel like that's where RL is really spreading his wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go into the unknown.
Let's go into RL's bottomless
yeah.
pit.
Right, yeah. The parents are exploring themselves. You know, they're probably moving on to the psychedelics portion of the evening
yeah.
now. So, like, we need to do the same.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. You and Todd agree. You've had enough of the werewolves. Let's keep going down. You say, yes, Todd agrees. This territory.
I've had enough of this book.
Yeah.
Let's do another book.
I've had enough of the title of this book.
This pterodactyl has figured out how to stay alive for centuries. Maybe it will know how to keep us alive for the rest of the night. Good thinking, you reply. Then to the pterodactyl, you order down, please. With a giant flapping of its bony wings, the prehistoric creature points its head downwards. You and Todd hold on to loose flaps of skin on its neck. Down, whoa. Down, down, the pterodactyl flies. Without warning, the downward flight takes a turn to the left. You shine the torch straight ahead and spot a ledge. Todd sees it too. Look, he shouts, pointing over to the ledge. We're going to land over there. Turn to page 98.
We have the secret of immortality right beneath us.
It's a friggin' pit.
We have to get a sample.
Yeah, seriously.
The pterodactyl nosedives down to the ledge with a great swooping motion. You and Todd are sure you're going to be thrown over the creature's head, but the pterodactyl evens out its flight and glides to a smooth landing. The two of you tumble off its back and onto the rocky ground. Thank you, start to say before you can get the whole word out. Its wings are flapping again. The pterodactyl is heading back into the darkness of the pit. You and Todd are left alone on the narrow ledge. Behind you, there's a door. It slides open. Going down, a man dressed in an elevator operator's uniform asks.
What?
Do
what
we have happening? A choice? Todd asks.
Is this a Jurassic Park crossover?
Always, the man says mysteriously.
Are we on the Lost Island?
This does kind of feel like
Is he wearing a white suit? It looks like Colonel Sanders.
You peer over the ledge and see a greater nothing than you've ever seen. You gaze up, darkness, you glance down again, darkness. Either way, it looks the same to you, totally frightening. I guess we better get in the elevator, you announce. You push Todd forward into the waiting car. Door closes behind you and Todd. A whirring sound begins, but you don't feel any motion. The closet-sized space is illuminated by dim red light. The light seems to be blinking on, off, on, off, on, off. Oh. Then you figure it out.
It's a time machine.
I know it's happening. This is a time traveler, and he's making sure that everything in time stays on the right path so that Zooey Deschanel marries a property brother.
Oh, wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense, mm-hmm. actually.
The property brothers are chronomancers, for sure.
You know what? Actually, I don't know if we're British or not, because don't British people call elevators lifts?
That's what's happening,
so it should be
Murph.
The lift. We're turning. Oh, my God.
There's two timelines.
They need to correct the timeline so that we're British.
We're becoming American.
Yeah. The red light is on when the elevator operator's eyes are open and off when his eyes are closed. On when they're open, off when they're closed. His eyes are the blinking red lights. In the red glow, you notice the man's teeth are growing longer and sharper. Todd elbows you sharply and cries. He's one of them. Turn to page 11.
Wait, it's a werewolf elevator?
Yeah.
Or a vampire, or a bat, or a slug, or a man, or a pterodactyl.
It's a lift in canthropy.
There
okay.
you go.
Nice.
A hideous laugh erupts from the man's fanged mouth. His eyes flash a brighter red, spotlighting a face covered with coarse werewolf hair. Clawed, hairy hands reach for your neck as the man growls. Yes, I am one of them, and soon you will be one of them too.
Okay.
He opens his fanged mouth to bite you. Suddenly, you spot two buttons by the elevator door. One reads stop, and the other reads go. You stretch out your index finger and press one. Go or stop. We gotta go,
gotta
right?
Go. Yeah.
We gotta go.
Go, because we want to go.
Are we in Hollow Earth? Are werewolves from Hollow Earth? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, like the werewolves have like an infrastructure that I didn't anticipate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it was lizard people inside the earth this whole time, but no, it was werewolves.
It's werewolves.
It
checks out.
Well, that sure took a lot of courage on your part. Nobody ever pushes go when a clawed hairy hand is reaching over to grab his or her neck. But guess what? You push go, and now you and Todd are both going to have the ride of your life on the bottomless pit elevator. But wait, the elevator door slides open.
What?
The elevator is stuck.
No.
You have a second chance. Do something fast. One, two, three, jump, you cry. Choo-choo, it's the RL train. making us do shit that we said we didn't want to do.
Railroad lord.
Also, look, he's RL is fucking roasting us here for choosing Go.
Yeah.
And let me say this. If someone's about to bite you on a fucking elevator, I think you want it to go faster so they slip. You don't want to stop it and be fucking trapped in the elevator with them.
Yeah, in between floors. Yeah. What's the door going to do? Open and you can't get out?
Steiner, are you fucking crazy, dude?
Their stomach's going to lurch a little bit when you start the elevator, and that's going to throw them off.
I think that the RL stands for Ray LaRode.
Wow. I
let's pause for a second to appreciate
it. But now let's appreciate it. Ray LaRode.
Ray LaRode. Ray LaRode.
Okay, so even though we said go, the door gets stuck. You have a second chance. Okay. Do something fast. 1, 2, 3, jump, you cry as you pull Todd out of the door. Holding onto each other, you and Todd begin to fall. Down, down, deeper and deeper into the pit. You pick up speed. Your ears start to pop as your body plunges faster and faster. Your body flips upside down. Everything is spinning. And then a sharp ringing sound pierces your ears. Arguably, that could have been what we did by choosing
Todd,
go instead of having the thing.
We have to get out of here, Todd. We have a new baby brother or sister.
The ringing is
both of our mothers are probably with child at this point. Did you see the full moon? I bet they're synced up.
As we're so from the go chapter at the very end, everything is spinning, and then a sharp ringing sound pierces your ears. Mm. The ringing is so loud, so horrible. The sound shatters the darkness. You have to stop the noise some way, anyway. You can't stand it any longer. You reach your arm out into the blackness and shut off your alarm clock.
What?
You slowly open your eyes. You look around.
Mr. LaRose,
where's
you've done it
Todd?
Again.
Then you realize you're at home in your bed, clutching your pillow for dear life. Your mother pushes open your bedroom door and pokes her head
in. She's glowing.
Her hair looks messed up, but she's glowing.
Wait a second. Listen to the wording, though. Your mother, no longer our mom. We've become American.
We've become American.
Or at least Canadian.
Rise, rise and shine. Today's the day we go to Woods World. Which, of course, is in Saskatchewan.
Oh.
We're Canadian.
Holy shit.
Really, you ask? You need to make sure it truly was all a dream. Red tin box, the pit, the werewolves. What time are we meeting Mr. and Mrs. Morris and Todd there, you ask? What are you talking about, your mother says.
Your father and I have decided to close the relationship, she says. Yeah.
Your father and I.
We love each other very much. We're all we need.
What are you talking about, your mother says. The Morrises aren't coming with us. It's a family holiday, you, me, and Dad, just like always. You smile and lean back on your pillow. This may turn out to be a fantastic summer in the end. In the end.
Wow, what a weird thing. It was like it was dangled for us to grapple with the sort of social hierarchy of nerds and bullies.
Yeah.
And instead it was just a dream and there were no repercussions.
Awesome. Yeah. We just so we sick. Learned to kind of like Todd and then at the very end we're so psyched we don't have to fucking hang
but
out.
But I think like do you think that like maybe in like 10 years, we'll be at college.
Yeah.
And we'll see someone that looks a lot like Todd. It's at a costume party. He's dressed like Austin Powers, but you would know those thick rimmed glasses anywhere. And then could it be? Is this your chance to put the universes back together? And then, yeah.
Or we like study abroad in England.
Oh, yeah.
And then like sort of it, like the paralleled universes start collapsing on each other.
Uh-huh.
Well, who knows what's going to happen now that we're Canadian. But
You know what? Actually, though, this was a night. This was a terrifying ending because we're not going to get an invite to Zooey Deschanel's wedding.
Yeah. And is Death Cab for Cutie going to ever form?
Yeah. We don't know that Death Cab for Cutie is going to ever form. Mm-hmm. We don't know that we're going to get to go to Deschanel's wedding.
Yeah. And like, what happens if the property brother doesn't marry Zooey Deschanel? Like, it's an unknown timeline.
Maybe if we went to her wedding the first time, it would have worked out. So this is the property brothers making sure that.
Oh, wow.
Is exactly.
Who would be able to build a fucking elevator that deep in the earth but the property
zoning down
yeah.
path?
Holy shit.
And there's two of them and they're twins, right? So you never know which one is which.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
Fuck, this all adds
up. And Death Cab's album is called Transatlanticism.
Oh. Because we switched across the Atlantic.
Yeah. We thought cross the pond, but it was the pond of time.
Oh my God. This is actually so heady.
That the narrator here, aka us, is like, as a like 12 or 13 year old, is like so psyched to hang out with his parents. Like, is this kid a nerd?
Are we nerds?
Right?
I think
I think so psyched to go to the lake with mom and dad in the 90s.
You know what? I think if we really want to do find like the narrative here, like the metaphorical narrative, I think it is that we all have a nerdy werewolf inside of us. And some people are embracing it and some people are letting it out. And I think that ourself as the narrator, we are just keeping it bottled up inside, like those pewter figurines inside that red box.
Yeah, goddamn. I feel so like I actually want to know, what did the pewter figurines represent? Yeah.
Do you guys want me to just read another random ending?
Vampire?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna read another random ending.
That we didn't get.
That we did not get.
Because I'm really curious, is there a timeline where Todd is a vampire? Is there a timeline where the pewter figurines mean something?
Right. Are we always dreaming?
On page 101, there's another ending. You pull your arm back over your head and let the golf ball fly at the troll in front of you.
Yeah!
Crash! Another mirror shatters. Ha ha ha, laughs the troll behind you. Wrong choice, losers. You and Lauren. Lauren Woods.
Lauren Woods.
The heiress to Woods World.
You and Lauren spin around to face the real troll. Behind him, there is a mirror in which you see your own reflections. The troll has won. But something is strange, really strange. You stare into the mirror again. Lauren no longer looks like Lauren, and you no longer look like you. We look like Todd, Lauren exclaims. He turned us into Todds. Nerd alert. Your second worst nerdmare has just come true. Now you're spending your holiday with a nerd. You'll be spending the rest of your life as a nerd. You open your mouth to speak and can't believe what comes out. In Todd's voice, you say, "Hey, hey, what do you say? This looks like a swell way to come to the end." Thank God it was just
worse than death.
I think that actually really hints at how diverse the paths you can get in this book are.
Yeah.
Oh. There's a whole run where you're teamed up with Lauren.
Yeah, and there are trolls.
That's why Rail La Road is the man.
Yeah, Rail La Road.
Yeah, Monsieur La Road is really taking us on a winding path.
Okay, I found the stop, what we would have gotten if we chose stop on the elevator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you have chosen to stop this story just when you are about to be turned into one of them. But what are they? Elevator operators in the bottomless pit elevator. If you had not stopped the story at this point, you would have had nowhere to go but down. There's only one thing worse than a bad ending, and that's no ending. So consider your choice wise, because it brings to you what is officially known here as the end.
Whoa!
That's the truth.
Speaking of trolls, that's crazy.
These are fucking stinkers.
The trolls have won. The trolls have won.
Okay, hang on. I think I'm looking for a true ending here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, like, this one's werewolves. This one has the Murphy brothers.
Okay.
There we go.
Are the Murphy brothers?
There we go.
Property brothers. It's right there.
Oh, because there's two, but there was secretly three. There's a third property.
It's true, because I actually don't even know what their last name is. Yeah, I would have guessed it was property.
And there's no way for us to find out. There's absolutely no way for us to find out.
I think I know off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure it's Scott.
Yeah?
Okay. That's their first name or last name? They're both first last. Name is Scott, right?
Yeah.
They're both Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
Property.
Okay, here's another ending. You keep your eyes closed. Your body relaxes. You start to feel so light, so calm, so you open your eyes wide. What happened? The bump against the cave wall must have really knocked you and Todd out. Whatever happened after that is a mystery to you both. You don't know how long you were lying in that pool of slime in that cave. You gaze around. You're out of the cave now and sitting propped up against a big tree. The light of the full moon is shining directly on you and Todd. Todd sits with his back to you. You look down and shriek. There are hairy clawed hands where your hands should be. Ooh. Then Todd turns his face towards you and smiles a fanged smile. You open your mouth to scream, but the only sound coming out is a sound you've heard before. You remember Sharky's words. This is a perfect night for the werewolves of Woods World to come out. Sharky was right. No one is safe here. Not now, not ever. The werewolves now have two new members of the pack, you and Todd. Break out the shaving cream. Things are looking pretty hairy now.
Okay. Buddy comedy where you and Todd become half brother, half werewolves.
I think all things considered, we got the best ending.
Well, I actually think the one that we just read is a pretty rad one. I
would like, become a werewolf. Yeah.
I would say that's not the ending, though. That's just the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Again,
that's like, let's pitch that to Seth Rogen's production company. I feel like that's like, we've got some heat there.
I guess I liked becoming Todd as an ending. That's pretty crazy.
I was interested by the fact that both me and Lauren became Todd. So it was kind of just like really weird.
Okay, there's another ending where we decide to pretend to howl like Todd.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It just makes us keep howling forever to stop the werewolves.
So we avoided a couple endings.
A couple duds, yeah.
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 Wow, we wove around the duds. That's good. That's at least a comfort.
Here's an alternate ending where Todd actually exists.
Todd is real.
Okay. Okay. Todd is real, yeah.
Okay.
Honey, you hear your mom's voice. Oh, whoa, and it's mom again. So this is this is the English.
We end
ending.
Up on the other
side.
Okay,
okay. Pond
theory,
British. Correct.
The pond theory. Okay, honey, you hear your mom's voice. Honey, you've been sleeping for hours. Are you feeling all right? You open your eyes and look around for Todd. Where is he? Where is Todd? You ask your mother. Todd is asleep too. I had to wake you finally to tell you that the Morrises and Dad and I are going to play tennis.
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah, Dad looks frustrated. Everyone else looks happy. Can you and Todd stay out of trouble while we're gone? Oh, Mom, you assure her, don't worry. What kind of trouble could we possibly get into at Woods World? You're right, your mom says. Okay, then see you later. She leaves and you lie in bed thinking of all the events of the night before. Was it all a weird dream? That's it. It must have been a dream. You close your eyes for a few more minutes and hear a familiar voice say, hey, hey, what do you say? It is Todd's same goofy sounding voice, but when you open one eye, you see a hairy, scary werewolf standing in the doorway wearing Todd's pajamas. Oh no, if this is not a bad dream, you sure hope it is the end.
Oh, so that one ends with us. We're still British, but we get mauled to death by Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so the ideal ending is that the whole thing is a dream and you don't have to hang out with a fucking nerd.
And he's Canadian now.
You get to hang out with your mom and dad.
Yeah. You go to a map or your, and see your mom and dad. And you let out a sigh of relief.
You get to be the coolest 13-year-old and hang out with your parents in the woods.
In Halifax.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you all so much for listening. We're going to wrap this one up. We're going to be doing some D&D court over on the Patreon.
Yeah.
So check that out. Patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. In the meantime, we do have some stuff to plug. We've got our Las Vegas live show coming up for Dimension 20. We're going to be doing Starstruck. So check that out. Search Dimension 20 live.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing a stream next week. Ask my cat, Bruce,
little
fundraiser for animals. It's called the Puppy Roll 2. Monday, October 20th, starts at 6 p.m.
Search Puppy Roll 2.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. I'm excited.
Check out my Substack, substack.com/@JakeHurwitz.
Sweet. Nice. And you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at CHVersMe, at CaldiScaldwell, at AXVersEmily, and at JakeHurwitzIsJake. And you can talk about the show online using #NadPod. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation.
But that means it's time to shout out our benevolent elders, starting with Brandy, Jeffrey S. Lord of the Fjord, Later Mixgator, Matt M., Cutter W., Jeff C., Daniel G., Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Carpe Liam, Victor T. Balnor's Boy, Hoid's Friend, Justin I., Danny Danster, TJ M., Trele the Crayfay, Christopher B., Daniel, yes, Caldwell thinks only took 6 years, R., Jordan L., Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Targot, Stevie Wags, Hellish Rebuker the NBDM, PhD, Princess Yar, Jory S., Jack L., Nicholas C., star of every film ever made in Bohemia, Mike H., Alka Schmelzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Tyler F., Carbro Chapel Hill FPV, CC Lulu, Bald Burn, EQ Pacho, Sock Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R., Jake's Jerk Jelly, #CCC, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Steven Sends Scintillating Song C, Nick W., Nico, the underpaid English teacher. Oh, God bless you, though. William Wall, Big Bad Beard of the Mad, Ananarama, Percival Frederick Stein von Musel Klausowski de Rolo III, J. Dragonborn, Guardian of the Vibe, Honoring the Cock, Impressive Dongle, that's a funny one to come after that, Ben A., Dave H., Not That Nick, Danny F., Hawkeye Pierce, Big Bad John, DPC is awesome, Shown the Shade Tree Mechanic of Zelbaldar, Summer Rose Grantaire, Mark the Dark Lord's Taint, Cat C, Misa of House in Zunza, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, Selena and Velaciraptor, Be Perky Always, Pat L, Lauren H, Serve 16, Annie the Feywild Therapist, Pierogi Frenzy, Salil, BioQuirt 7, Bean Rat Was Innocent, Trub Hop Trapper, Jack H, King of the Mole People Under the Iron Deep, Dressed in Blue and Fighting His Way Through a Bracket Style Tournament, Valen, Paj the Bitchin' Bunny Bard, Druidic Peyton, Carlin C, Omri M, Noah the Gentleman Fister, hashtag honor the cock, James G, Everything Bago, the Aladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Reverend Chatterbones, Han, Eric B, Marcos, PhD, eventually, Learns the Balance Druid, Frida M, Maggie, Holly the Green Laughing Hyena, Grim Waller, Executive Chef of Bohemia, Aaron B, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, Cody C, Lorelei the Succubi and Kira the Succulent Snack, Cow Go Truckin', your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle Andrew and Sid, education specialist John Adams, James F, Wayfarer now has to do something with the trolls, get rid of them, turn to page 42, keep them, turn to page 69, Oreo, Barpo Good Barrel Barbarian, Charlie Brown's best friend, Renee the Monster Captain, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, and Jared the Soap Opera Cleric, who recently found out that, like moonshine, they're dangerously fertile. Huge congratulations. Blue Ash, Fico, Garrett the Artificer, Jay, K-Guard, Fancy Matt, the fairies have returned to debauchery and must now go to the carnal corner, Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie-wearing barbarian, Lexi H, MJ the BFG, Roger L, No Drog the Pass-A-Fist barbarian, Gianluca, Leon Komori, legendary hero of Bohemia, from a future campaign. Shenanigans O'Connor, Joshua S, Alexander, Linz W, Sky the Wise, aka the Lone Dungeon Master, the Spudfucker himself, Johnny Dude K, the Mischief of Natspod's Familiars, that's said in all caps and one word, so I tried to recreate. Pavu Eskinar, the Goliath Paladin providing service with a smile. Kit and their cat, Jake Will Murphily, Tim M, Dragon Knight 86, Scrungle, the main event, TR, MLG Cheeto, Shelby, Kenna's first favorite sprite girl, going into the zone as Barry 6 for Reba, Mas Vegas, let's do some Kubla Khan and get nasty, Jet S, Snailus who's infecting Worcestershire for within, Death to Tyrants, Papa Sky Days, Mima Sky Days, Megan N, Genevieve of the Sea, Anthony B, Balnor's best friend, Steve, Stephanie of House in Zunza, Benjamin A, Gimli the Corgi, Papa and Foster's canine friend, Mickle A, SSS Tier Crickwater Enjoyer, the two crew blew through, Kelsey A, Ethan the Mailman, Maple the Shy Bookworm, Nick AJ, Ashasaurus, Seth the Stroker, bearer of all hog-related burdens, Billy Batson, Tori the Tungsten Dragoose, accidental sharer of recipes, Michael Lyle S. the Second, Carl B. Plumber of the Realm, Ace Dregs, High Lord of Kritzberg, Raina S., Vin Diagram, Catamilius the Consumed, Cam the Vampire Frogman, Dean, Jake W., Hi Mom, Tuesday Cross, only here for the surf and murf. Me too, my friend. Nadpod fan and bar mitzvah man, it's Dave O. Steve L. Tyler M. Alex G. Zibbida Bakery. Kaylee. Katarina C. Misty, the crispy kitty, really hates flame skulls. Greg W., there's so many of us now, but hey, you're doing great. We love you. Thank you. Baruch Thunderhelm, fifth generation Minotaur, working as an abandoned labyrinth tour guide. Chupacabri, Boney is dead. The Waterworth, your four-legged Greg companion. Nick, Amy, Aegis Canary, Ignition Class Petal Storm. My favorite patron makes me say penis on my show. Chef Julie B, Mama Mayhem, the happiest little Nabpole. Jen Rules Kinda. Caitlin H, Butt Wax. Tomas C, Dark Lotus Creations. Joshua H, Jacob M, Louis H, and finally AJ D. Thank you all so much for supporting us. We couldn't do it without you. We love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.